Both Team Foundation Server and Visual Studio Online provide a strong collection of features to manage and support project testing activities. These features work within a wide variety of processes and practices. A common element of practically all testing approaches is some degree of test planning. At its simplest, test planning is defining what you need to test and how you'll execute those tests. In TFS, the test plan can be thought of as a container which holds top-level information about our intended testing activities, including the configurations we want to use to run our test. Additionally, the test plan holds detail of our testing activities in the form of test suites and test cases. Starting with TFS 2013 Update 3, a test plan is a full-fledged TFS work item which can be customized if needed. Let's use Test Hub and TeamWeb Access and Microsoft Test Manager to create a test plan for our new release. Let's start in the Test Hub of TeamWeb Access. We can create a new test plan and give it a name. In our case, we are going to create a test plan for release 2.0. We can set an area path, which we will set to be for our web team, and an iteration, which as you can see is release 2 iteration 5. Now that we've created our test plan and test hub, we can go to Microsoft Test Manager to specify additional attributes of our test plan. First, we can go to the properties of our new test plan, and we can specify a description.
Let's go to Run Settings and take a look at first, for our manual test runs for this test plan, we can specify test settings. We'll pick the default local test run. Let's open this to take a quick look at the Data Diagnostics tab. Here you'll see a number of different data collectors that we can specify. The data collectors, when they're enabled, will automatically capture information for us during our manual testing activities. Let's click Finish here. We can likewise do the same for automated runs for this test plan. Let's take a look at how we can associate a build to this test plan. This is important for being able to report on our testing activity. First, we can select a given build definition to filter by. Let's set that build filter. Next, we can select Modify. We have to save our plan as part of this first. And when we assign a build, we have a drop-down list. We can choose the latest build based on that filtered build definition earlier. We'll select this and assign it to our plan. We'll return now to Run Settings. And let's take a look at configurations next. Here we can specify what configurations that we are going to be testing as part of this test plan. This again is important for reporting purposes so that we can report on our testing activity and know what configurations we have tested. If we drop down our list here, we can see that there are several operating system choices that we can choose from. This is very configurable and it can include things such as .NET Framework version and any other number of environmental configurations. We'll go ahead and select all the operating systems and apply this to our test plan. Finally, we'll save and close our test plan.
Within a test plan, the next organizational element for test planning is a test suite. Test suites are also full-fledged work items as of Update 3 for TFS 2013. When we plan our testing, we are typically basing our activities on either requirements, user stories, or product backlog items. You can link your test to these requirements or user stories and then plan which configurations you want to use to run these tests. Let's see how we can create a test suite based on a product backlog item using Test Hub. The first thing we'll need to do is create a new product backlog item. Okay, next we'll return to the Test Hub. And we'll create a requirements-based suite within our test plan. We'll run the query that's provided, and there you can see is our product backlog item. We will select that and create a suite based on that product backlog item. Let's select our requirements-based test suite. We'll now create a new test case. We're going to create this test case using a grid. We will select the test case title, steps and expected results, return to Test Hub, paste our copied information into the grid, and save. If we select our test suite, we'll see that our test case has been created and it is represented for each of the configurations that we chose for testing in this test plan. Each of these combinations of a test case and a test configuration is what is referred to as a test point. And finally, we can very easily navigate to the linked product backlog item by clicking on this box next to the test suite title. It opens up for us, in this case, product backlog item 255. And that is how you can create a requirements-based suite using Test Hub. Requirements-based suites are the recommended approach to creating test suites within a test plan. Alternatively, we can also create test suites using query criteria or custom selection to plan our testing effort. To demonstrate this, we will select our test plan in Test Hub. We will create a new, in this case, static suite. We will give it the name Regression Test. The purpose of this test suite is to collect for us a series of regression tests that we are going to use in the testing of Release 2. To create our regression test suite, we will add existing test cases. We will run the query criteria provided, and we will select, in this case, two test cases that are going to be part of our regression test suite. We will add these test cases. Next, we'll again select the Release 2.0 test plan, and we will create a query-based suite. A query-based suite is also called a dynamic suite, in that test cases can move in and out of belonging to the suite based on their meeting or not meeting the criteria that defines the query. In our case, we're going to create a query, which is going to represent test cases with open bugs. Let's take a look at our query of our query-based test suite. First, the type of query is work items and direct links. If we look at our criteria next, in the current team project, we're going to look for bugs under the area path of our web team. In the state, new, approved, or committed. In other words, they are open bugs. An additional filtering criteria here is that our first level work items are going to have a link to a work item type of type test category. We're only going to return items that have matching links. And furthermore, the link type must be a tested by link type. So let's go ahead and run our query. And if we look at the results, you can see that we do have data which matches this criteria. Let's go ahead and create our test suite. And there you can see our test suite, which is a query-based suite, and it returned for us, in this case, the single test case. And again, it is replicated based on the configurations that have been assigned to this test plan. With that, you can see how we can create static and query-based test suites using Test Hub. As you can see, it's easy to get started with test planning using test plans and test suites in Test Hub and Microsoft Test Manager.